I want you to take a long, hard look at that carton of eggs sitting in your refrigerator door, the one with the pristine styrofoam dividers and the generic ink-stamped expiration date. You bought those because they were convenient, maybe even because they were on sale, but there is a nagging voice in the back of your mind asking if you're being played. We've all seen the headlines about soaring grocery prices and supply chain hiccups, and it's tempting to think that the solution is sitting right there in a backyard coop. But before you go out and buy a dozen fuzzy yellow chicks, we need to have a serious talk about egg math. Because the truth about whether keeping layers is actually cheaper than the store is a lot more complicated than a simple receipt. Most people get into homesteading because they want to save money, but they end up bleeding cash because they didn't account for the hidden costs of independence. Today, on Farm Fresh, we are breaking down the brutal reality of the poultry ledger. We're looking at the feed, the infrastructure, and the value of your own time to see if those backyard eggs are a gold mine or a money pit. If you're tired of guessing and ready to master the economics of your own food supply, then stay with me, because the cost of ignorance in the chicken run is a price you literally cannot afford to pay. Think back to the old way of doing things, the way our grandparents did it. They didn't have fancy climate-controlled coops or organic, soy-free, non-GMO pellets delivered to their doorstep. They had a flock that scavenged the woodlot and turned kitchen scraps into protein. For them, the math was simple. The chickens ate what was free, and they gave back what was valuable. But somewhere along the line, we lost that balance. We started treating backyard chickens like high-maintenance pets rather than functional livestock. The modern struggle isn't just about the price of a bag of grain. It's about the psychological trap of over-engineering the process. We spend $500 on a prefab coop that falls apart in 2 seasons, then wonder why our eggs cost us $5 apiece. That is the old way, the way of the hobbyist who is constantly subsidized by their own day job. The Farm Fresh way is different. It's about shifting your philosophy from consumer to producer. To make the math work, you have to stop looking at your hens as a grocery store substitute and start seeing them as a biological system. A hen is a machine that converts waste and sunlight into the most nutrient-dense food on the planet. If you feed that machine exclusively with premium, retail-priced fuel, your overhead will always outpace the supermarket's industrial efficiency. They have economy of scale, you have ecological integration. The secret to winning the egg math game isn't finding cheaper feed. It's about reducing the number of inputs that require your wallet to open in the first place. You have to understand the psychology of the layer cycle and the reality that a bird's productivity is a finite resource. If you aren't calculating the cost per egg across the entire 3-year lifespan of that bird, including the months she spends molting and eating your money without giving anything back, then you aren't doing math. You're doing wishful thinking. Let's get granular with the tactics, because this is where most people's budgets go to die. First, let's talk about the startup suck. If you are building a coop from scratch, you need to be a scavenger. Using reclaimed lumber or retrofitting an old garden shed is the only way to keep your initial capital investment low enough to ever see a return. If you spend $1,000 on a chicken palace, you would have to eat thousands of dozens of eggs just to break even on the wood and wire. That is a pitfall that catches the Pinterest homesteader every single time. Next, let's look at the feed-to-egg ratio. A standard layer will eat about 1/4 pound of feed per day. If you're paying $25 for a 50-pound bag of high-protein layer crumbles, that hen is costing you roughly 12 cents a day just to exist. In her prime, she might give you 5 eggs a week. Do the math? That's nearly 30 cents an egg, or $3.60 a dozen, just for the feed. And that's if nothing goes wrong. When you factor in the high-density bedding, the electrolytes, the occasional dewormer, and the inevitable loss to predators, that price climbs fast. To beat the store, you have to stack your functions. You need a compost system where the chickens do the tilling. You need to grow fodder, sprouting grains like barley or wheat, to turn 1 pound of seed into 4 pounds of succulent green feed. You need to utilize black soldier fly larvae to provide free protein during the summer months. This isn't just how-to advice, it's a survival strategy for your bank account. Another common trap is the breed selection. People buy exotic, colorful birds because they look pretty on social media, but those birds often have lower feed fish UNSI. If you want the math to work, you go with high-yield breeds like the White Leghorn or the Rhode Island Red. These birds are the industrial athletes of the poultry world. They turn feed into eggs with a ruthlessness that the fancy, feathered-legged breeds just can't match. You also have to be cold-blooded about the culling process. Keeping a retired hen as a pet is fine if you have the budget for it, but from a strict egg math perspective, A bird that isn't laying is a hole in your pocket. You have to decide if you are running a sanctuary or a homestead. Imagine a morning where you walk out to the coop and the air is cool, the sun is just hitting the tops of the trees, and you reach into a nesting box to find 4 or 5 warm, heavy eggs. You know exactly what went into them. No synthetic dye to make the yolks look orange, no antibiotics, no mystery. When you master the math, that feeling isn't just one of satisfaction, it's one of security. You've created a loop. Your kitchen scraps go in, the mycorrhizal fungi in your garden soil benefit from the manure, and the eggs come out. Even if the store price for a dozen eggs drops back down to $2, your eggs are still cheaper because they are part of a larger ecosystem that lowers your overall cost of living. You aren't just buying eggs, you're buying fertility for your soil and a waste management system for your home. That is the ultimate vision of success. It's not about being a penny pincher, it's about being a steward of your resources. So here is your zero-cost task for today. Go into your pantry or your garage and find a 5-gallon bucket. Drill some small holes in the bottom. Fill it with some old damp leaves or straw, and hang it a few feet off the ground in a corner of your yard. This is the start of a flytrap protein feeder. It's a tiny step, but it's a sign that you are moving away from the retail-only mindset. You are starting to look at the world for its biomass value. Next time, we're going to dive into the world of water wisdom, how to catch every drop of rain to keep your homestead hydrated without touching the municipal line. But for now, take those bucket steps, master your math, protect your resources. I'll be here when you're ready for the next lesson.